T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hour two, let's rock and roll, baby. Welcome in. The Rob Brown Show is on your radio. I am Rob Brown. What's up, South Carolina? What's up, America? It's great to be with you. Thanks for hanging out with us. 844-GSP-ESPN is the number. 844-GSP-ESPN. Text us. 71-307. 71-307. Is the way to go to be a part of the program. You can start that text with ESPN. It'll filter straight to us, and then Diesel will say words on the radio that you just typed on your phone. How about that? You can also tweet us at the Rob Brown Show. You can tweet Diesel at Diesel on Radio. You can tweet the whole station, which is all of us at ESPN Upstate. Hit us up on the Twitter device. And give us your thoughts. Is Teddy Bridgewater the guy? That's what I'm asking you today. Do you have any faith in Teddy BH2O to lead the Carolina Panthers to any level of success that they were not able to accomplish under Cam Newton? Did you see the video that Cam posted yesterday on the gram? On the gram, Cam Newton posted a video of him working out, in which he is shirtless. And in the words of Booker T, Cam looks real jacked, baby. Cam looks big. Diesel, did you see that video? Did you see the video of Cam yesterday?
I just saw it on the TV behind you as he was doing like tricep pull downs. He looks yoked.
You and Cam look very similar to each other. Just those CrossFitters,
man. Thank you.
Cam looks absolutely shredded. Like, he's always been in good shape, but he looks absolutely shredded. And so here's the thing. Let me start with this. I find the whole look at me filming myself on my phone thing a little bit over the top, right? I find the taking selfies of me, TikTok is like an actual cancer on society. TikTok is terrible as a whole. It's a cool premise if you're under the age of 16, but it's just unsafe if you're under 16. If you are over the age of 17 and you are TikToking, why? Look at me do this dance challenge. Nobody cares. Like, one out of every 20 TikTok things is actually entertaining. Why is it a thing? The gram. What, Diesel? I have to hear what you have to say now.
No.
Are you a TikToker?
No. TikTok is just a ripoff of something that already existed. It's a ripoff of Vine.
Well, Vine doesn't exist anymore.
I know. I'm aware of that.
Oh, existed.
I'm saying that it's already been done. Short form, quick videos has already been done before.
Yeah, but like the TikTok lets you put like the effects and the filters and the songs.
Well, that's just because that stuff didn't exist at the time.
I agree. Listen, I'm not defending TikTok.
It's just a trumped up version of Vine.
If somebody,
and somebody's like, "What do you mean, Trump?" Not that. It's not what that word means.
If somebody tomorrow was like, "Hey, TikTok accidentally deleted itself," we would be better off for it. But here's where I'm going with it. The cringiness of people filming. Like, if you want to film yourself working out to make sure you're having good form and you can see your hashtag gains, bro, I'm good with that, right? But, like, do you need to, does every video of a gym ever have to be posted on the internet? Every single one of them?
Yeah, because we're all personal brands. We're not people anymore. We're brands, bro.
It's just narcissistic, right?
Well, yeah, of course it is. Of course it is.
Diesel was like, there it is, 3 weeks in. That's the dumbest thing you've said so far.
Says the guy who has two YouTube channels. Yes, it's narcissistic.
Right, but you're actually doing stuff with your YouTube channel, yeah. Right? Like, your YouTube channels are legit music reviews, legit fishing videos. I respect that. I'm talking about nobody's brand is look at me do squats from behind in yoga pants. That's not a brand. Just get naked on the internet if that's what you want to do, right? Like, just stop. Anyway, so that I don't get into any more trouble than I'm already in for that last phrase. The gym videos are cringe to me. And that includes professional athletes. Like, I cringed when I'm watching Cam, like, with the tricep extensions, bruh. But then he turns to the camera. Dude is jacked out of the building. And he looks at me and says, they gave up on me. All I know is winning. And I was like,
not the last couple of years.
Well, last couple of years, he's been banged up and unable to get healthy.
So then he does know losing.
Because
he's just got an excuse.
Thanks for the help, Diesel.
I know is winning. Continue.
Really helping me get into the flow of this segment here, buddy. So, so Cam Newton posts the video where he looks like Diesel hitting the tri extensions. And oh no, I'm sorry. Not all I know is winning. All I know is work. All I know is work. And he turns and he's got the big arm walk going around. You know the big arm walk, like you hit arm day at the gym and you got the big arm walk. He's got the big arm walk and he's walking around and he says, all I know is work. They gave up on me, end quote. I gotta tell you, sincerely, I don't want to see Cam next year on the field across from me. I don't want to see Cam on the field from me next year. The dude, listen, here's one of the problems I have with the Instagram videos. Everybody that's filming themselves, like, doing the Instagram video, y'all ham it up so much, right? Y'all ham it up so much. I've seen grown-ass men. All of a sudden, you put a video camera on them and tell them that you're Instagramming them. And then all of a sudden, they're like, they're out there trying to win Tonys for their acting. It's insane. It's terrible. And you can tell. I can't tell if Cam is hamming it up for the camera, as in fairness, Cam Newton is wont to do. Or if Cam Newton is legitimately outraged by what happened with the Panthers. I can tell you, combined with his Area 51 alien speak response from last week when the Panthers said, we are allowing Cam to seek a trade partner. And Cam put out that alien speech response of, I didn't ask for that. Y'all don't put that on me. I am getting the impression that Cam Newton's ready to go to work next year. I'm getting the impression that Cam Newton likely would be signed to a team already if it wasn't for COVID-19. If it wasn't for this situation we're all dealing with, Cam Newton would currently be the starting quarterback for a team somewhere. It's just the fact that they can't put him in a gym, put him in an office, put him on the field, let him go out there and show what he's working with. That's prevented him from being signed so far. So I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm trying to figure out what it is about Cam that's so off that's got him not signed to a team yet. But what I can tell you as of this moment is if that video is legit, if it's not him hamming it up for the camera, going all Insta-ham on it, trademark copyright 2020 Rob Brown Enterprises, then I don't want to see Cam lined up for me next year. And again, I know that Teddy B's the dude. I know that Teddy B's the dude, but I think y'all are going to miss Cam Newton. I really do. I think y'all are going to end up wanting Cam back on the field. Hell hath no fury like a woman scorned. I got news. The football field hath no fury like a football player with something to prove and the talent to do it with. They were putting up the stats from Cam on ESPN earlier, and they were showing from 2015 till now, like leading, like the last eight games in first eight of 2016, Cam was like 15-1, and then since then he's 27-27 or something like that, including I think he's 0-8 in his last eight starts as a Panther. I think this is going to be the first chance that Cam has had to actually get healthy, to actually put himself into game day shape. And if he doesn't, which that video looks like he has, just look out below. All right, let's go ahead and take a break. When we come back here in just a minute from right now, jump back into the Rob Brown Show, I have a question that I thought about yesterday. This thing, this COVID-19 situation has basically been developing city by city, right? State by state, right? Some are going into lockdown, quarantine earlier than others. Some are handling it differently. What happens if some states start opening up faster than others and the pro teams start trying to come back? We'll talk about that and a whole lot more when we come back. My name is Rob Brown. Diesel's pushing the buttons. We're back after this on the Rob Brown Show. ESPN Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, 20 minutes after the top of the hour, welcome back. It's the Rob Brown Show. I am Rob, he is Diesel. It's good to be with you, thanks for hanging out with us. So here's a quick question for you. Let's go ahead and time travel 88 miles an hour in the DeLorean, or pick your time travel device of choice. We are time traveling ahead to, let's say, I don't know, August 15th. It's August 15th. Diesel and I are sitting here, beard scraggly, hair unkempt, because we are utilizing the last of our sanity to try to run a sports talk show when there have been no sports for 5 months. And we get the announcement. The state of Georgia and the state of North Carolina have officially lifted their shelter-in-place orders, have officially lifted their quarantine orders, and are allowing gatherings of 200 people maximum. Okay? So, Roger Goodell comes out after taking all of his clown makeup off and stands in front of the podium and says to us, it is time for us to begin planning the abbreviated but available 2020 National Football League season. Fine. So they go to the drawing board and they start putting this season together. And then we realize, Diesel, that the city of Atlanta is available for games. The city of Charlotte is available for games. But the great state of Florida and the great state of Louisiana are not so great. They are still quarantined and issued under stay-at-home orders. So, we get to that point, and the NFL has to figure it out. The Carolina Panthers and the Atlanta Falcons can host games. The New Orleans Saints and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers cannot, as we live in an NFC South territory. I'll use them for illustrative purposes. How do you handle that? One of the things that I think we're all kind of missing is that when we do get the thumbs up, these types of technicalities are going to have to be answered.
Yeah, and I was watching a press conference, it was a White House press conference, and the head doctor, I forget his name, you've seen him a lot on TV lately, he said, really what you got to be careful of is a reinfection. So once orders start getting lifted and people are allowed to gather again, you got to be extremely careful because all, again, it takes is one person coming into that gathering and then boom, everybody's reinfected all over again. So it's the really focus is on not backsliding and how long are you willing to keep the shelter in place, guidelines and restrictions in place to get over that hump, because we're not going to come back as soon as we see the curve flatten out and start on a downslope, because at that point, there's still a lot of infected people out there. I mean, if we wait until the count is zero, then we've waited a really long time.
I don't know first and foremost, I don't know that it's ever going to be, and this is where we start again. Don't listen to me, listen to medical experts, yeah. But historically speaking, when we have had some sort of outbreak like this, some sort of endemic or pandemic like this, H1N1, Spanish flu, whatever the case might be, the other thing that you'll see happen is that you have the big initial pandemic, and then it's like a wave at the beach. It just kind of keeps popping up for a little while, and you'll just have these small outbreaks that keep happening. Well, we don't know, since this is a novel virus, which means it's new. We don't know how it works yet. We're still working on that. Because it's new, we don't know how we react. As of right now, we have been working under the assumption that it's like other flus, that once you get it and you go through it, you build up an immunity to it. But we don't know that that is true for a fact quite yet, right? We're not aware of that being 100% accurate yet. So you have to stop. And remember, we talked about the soccer game. Remember, we talked the soccer game last week in Borgiamo, Italy? In Borgiamo, you had a few people show up with the Spanish flu. And it turned a soccer match into a biobomb where a few thousand people may have picked up on it. We definitely know that a third of one entire soccer team got sick. And Borgiamo, after that game, has become the epicenter in the epicenter of Italy of the coronavirus. The point of all of this is that you have two. Diesel added a situation to a situation, right? My situation was at a baseline, just sports logically speaking. How do you handle it if 16 of the 32 NFL teams are in states where they're allowed to host games? Or what if you have like a spot like California? What do you have a spot like California where you've got a handful of teams and LA's under wraps, but San Francisco's not? What do you do if Las Vegas is under complete and total shutdown orders, but the rest of the NFC West is allowed to go play, right? And then Diesel brings up the second point, which is those same concerns. One guy, just one guy walks in there and he's a carrier, and either A, turns out he was asymptomatic, or B, we find out that just because you got it doesn't mean you can't get it again, so the only way to beat it is to completely eradicate it, right? How do you handle all that? This thing is not...
And you know there are going to be fans from out of that immediate area. Let's, again, say Charlotte. It says, we're clear, we can have games again, but Columbia is not clear. So somebody drives up from Columbia, because you can't lock people in their houses. Somebody is going to want to get out of the house and go, even though they know they shouldn't, even though their state still has a shelter in place enacted. They're going to say, I've been in the house 2 weeks. I'm ready to go do my thing. And that's all it takes.
So they say, yes, Charlotte can host games,
but people from South Carolina can't come. How are you going to do? How are you going to police that, though?
Yeah, you can't. That's the thing. That's one of the interesting things that's been discussed with a lot of this stuff. If it gets to the point where we have state shutdown orders, right? Like at one point, a couple of weeks ago, when I was going back to Alabama to play a show with my band a few weeks back, when the first lockdown orders started coming in from Governor McMaster, there were rumors going around that interstate travel in and out of South Carolina was going to get shut down. And then I was like, no, you can't do that, right? There's 100,000 roads into and out of South Carolina. They're not going to have enough state troopers to just plunk one at every road to block the road and keep people in and out, right? No way. Not going to happen. Trucks have to go in and out to resupply, if nothing else. So it didn't make sense then. It doesn't make sense now. And again, like, and we're going to talk about this during Twitter Trending Topics because I'm assuming his name will still be there. But people right now are going off on Kirk Herbstreit because Herbie's on the record right now basically saying, and I'll get you the exact quote later on in the show, but basically saying, hey, don't be surprised if there's no football this year. Go ahead and prepare yourselves mentally for the 2020 season of everything to be canceled. Because this isn't a situation where it's just going to kind of float around, where we're just going to kind of move on. That's not the reality. The curve flattening is not the end. When we say flatten the curve, we mean before it reaches the point where hospitals are overwhelmed and we have to go on a triage basis. It doesn't mean we flatten the curve and we get to play sports again. We got to be way on the downslope before we get there. That's really the point of all this. So, listen, I know I've been depressing about all of this. I'm pretty sure Mark Ryan's mad at me right now because I made my guess on his show of when sports returns October 15th, and I think I might be conservative with that. That might be optimistic. Because on top of all of that, it's not just a matter of getting the thumbs up. Give me clip one real quick. Do we have to? Yeah, go ahead and grab me clip one. Why is it going to take longer? Here's LeBron James answering that question.
So we've been off with a week and a half now. Yeah, so I think maybe 1.5, 2 weeks of a little mini training camp and then 5 to 10 games. And to get ready for the playoffs.
Number 6, Aaron Boone, manager of the New York Yankees.
On some level, you're going to have to get pitchers built up, you know, because, you know, even best case scenario, I'm sure it's still a few weeks before we even would get back to spring training. So guys will have been shut down for a while. And even though you go with kind of an expanded roster situation, I still think you need a couple of good weeks of building pitchers up to at least getting, you know, starting pitchers up to a, you know, 50, 60, 70, whatever it is initially. Now, you're obviously not going to get guys all the way built up by the start of the regular season, but you need something to have starters be able to at least give you 3, 4, and 5 innings at least out of the gate, and I think you're going to need 2-3 weeks to be able to do that.
Mike Trout, Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim.
You know, 3 weeks might be, I would say four. You know, you got to talk to these pitchers. I could be ready in a couple days, but these pitchers, you know, they're going to need time to throw.
LeBron says week and a half, two of minicamp. Aaron Boone says 4 weeks to get pitchers ready. Mike Trout said at least a handful of weeks for the pitchers. And then that's just to get the guys on the field playing. That's not to say getting the stadiums ready or figuring out what stadiums we're going to use. That's not to figuring out, because I heard Windhorst say, well, you know, the NBA might just bring the entire league to one location, put every player on lockdown in one place, and play the games on like a small college campus somewhere. Cool.
I loved the idea of a 3-on-3. Just get like a fantasy basketball 3-on-3. Play what? Like you did in the rec leagues. Make a game where LeBron is a team captain and you got 25 guys here to pick from. Well, and you just start picking guys.
I really don't hate that.
And just sort of play backyard ball with it. Imagine how fun that would be.
And again, that honestly, that is a situation I could see happening, right? If you go get guys from every team, you bring them all in, and we just put everything back together. I don't know, man. Like I said, here's the thing. We're still on the rise. We're still seeing exponential growth. More in big cities, more in population centers than in smaller areas. But it's still a reality. All right, let's take a break. We come back here in just a minute from right now. There was something else that came across my mind as I was reading the news of Obi Toppin from Dayton yesterday, your player of the year. And I want to talk a little bit about some of the ramifications that we are looking at because of coronavirus, you know, canceling sports. I like making myself sad. How about you? It's Diesel and Rob on the Rob Brown Show in ESPN Upstate. Back after this.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
22 minutes left in this hour of the show. It's Robin Diesel with you. 844-GSP-ESPN, Texas 71307. Start your text with ESPN if you'd like to. So I'll be topping star of the Dayton Flyers this year, a team that had made themselves a one seed in a tournament that didn't happen, has declared for the NBA draft. And I don't know about you guys, after that uplifting, inspiring segment that we had just a moment ago, I'm ready for another one. When that announcement came down the pipes yesterday, the first thought that I had was that, and I feel selfish, because I am a little bit here. The first thought that I had was just sadness that we got robbed of a Toppin moment in the draft. We got robbed of seeing what he was going to do. We got robbed of seeing if the Clemson Tigers, who felt some momentum brewing in the NCAA men's ACC championship tournament, could have maybe knocked off FSU, built up some more momentum, and fought their way into the tournament to play on. We got robbed of seeing Dawn Staley and her University of South Carolina women's Gamecocks team go play for a national championship that they rightfully deserved the opportunity to go to the tournament and play for.
We Got Robbed, the title of Rob Brown's eventual memoir.
Very well played, sir.
You're welcome.
We got robbed of seeing if Mark Few would be able to carry the Bulldogs and the most efficient offense in America to a title. We got robbed of seeing if Bill Self would be able to win NCAA title number two and effectively get himself out of a spot where there was a lot of question marks about his future when he has said that 60 he's done anyway, he's at 57 and didn't know. We got robbed of being able to come in here and have a hell of a segment and ask the question, can one guy a team make in college basketball with the Dayton Flyers, who are very good? But could an NBA lottery pick have pulled himself through alongside Anthony Grant, your coach of the year? We got robbed of seeing if Leonard Hamilton could take Florida State to its first Final Four. Leonard Hamilton is 71 years old. Looks like he's in his early 50s at best. This season's FSU squad was as good as it has ever been. And a guy like Trent Forrest, who was having a hell of a year, ends up having to go home early. We got robbed of seeing if Mike Krzyzewski could have built on the title of GOAT college basketball coach, taking a team in Duke that had a lot of question marks about it, potentially winning the ACC against said and noted FSU squad, Louisville squad, and Virginia squad, and making it to the Final Four. If he got there, it would have been his 13th Final Four appearance and the 13th in 5 decades. We got robbed of seeing if the Big Ten could have broken its title streak of 20 years without lifting a trophy. Seeing if they could bring the first title home since Michigan State did it back in the 90s. The league had a handful of intriguing teams. Michigan State was one. Wisconsin was one. 8 wins in a row for them. Slice of the conference title. Maryland had been the team's most consistent, or the country's most consistent team. How about a team that we saw play right up the road in Asheville? In East Tennessee State, who knocked off Wofford to win the SoCon title, their head coach, Steve Forbes, friend of mine. In fact, I may have him on the show next week. Steve used to come on my show back in Destin years ago when he was the head coach of the Northwest Florida State College Raiders in Little Niceville, Florida. Since then, he's jumped a couple of times. Now he's up there at East Tennessee State and a phenomenal dude. We got robbed of seeing if Eastern Tennessee State couldn't have gone and made a little noise. We got robbed of seeing one of the greatest basketball players from Marquette. Yes, that one. That's pumped out a few NBAers, Dwayne Wade included. Marquette's got a cat by the name of Marcus Howard, who finished his career with 2,761 career points, a nation's best 27.8 points per game this year. After Marquette lost to South Carolina's Final Four team by 20 points in 2017 and lost only to Ja Morant and Murray State by 19 last season. Guy was one of the best scorers in college ball history and didn't get a chance to erase the blemish. We got robbed of seeing a drama play out at the University of Texas. Remember Shaka Smart, who took VCU to make some moves a couple of years ago? He got hired at Texas. And there have been questions about whether he was the guy or not, and he might have answered them. Might have answered them if he got the opportunity to put his team into the tournament, which would have been significant for a Texas Longhorn team that right now with their football program struggling has kind of tried to be the foundation of sports in that hood. This could have been big for them. We got robbed of seeing whether or not Baylor, one of the best defensive teams in America, maybe a one seed overall, could have broken the streak of great offensive teams winning the tournament and gone and played a little defense and shaken the tournament up a little bit. We got robbed from seeing if Virginia could fix itself. Yes, you're defending national champs who started this year in the dumps but went on an 8-game winning streak, including victories over Duke, FSU, and Louisville. Could they have fixed it up? We got robbed of all of those storylines by life in general. And life will go on. And hopefully, a year from now, we'll be talking about the 2021 tournament and how great it was and how much we missed it and how impressive that tournament was and how it didn't matter if the tournament sucked, because a suck tournament is better than no tournament at all. We could have gone through all of that. But instead, 2020 will be the tournament that never was, the tournament that was taken from us. If that's not enough to make you want to stay inside and help us flatten the curve, I don't know what will be. Let's take a break. We'll try to lighten the mood when we come back just a little bit. Major sporting event coming up in a month from now, and I can tell you in advance, no fans in the building, doesn't matter. It's going to suck anyway. He's Diesel, I'm Rob. It's the Rob Brown Show on ESPN Upstate. Stick around. I don't say what I am about to say lightly. I say this with sincerity, and I'm not saying it sarcastically. And I mean that. This isn't one of those funny times where I go through this big spiel about how serious I am about a thing and then say a thing that's not serious at all. If you want to know why we're taking this serious, WrestleMania, stick with me. No, don't stop it. Don't touch the button. Stop it. Stop. No. Don't touch the tune button. Leave it. WrestleMania, set to go at the end of the month of April. Biggest event on the wrestling calendar. You can say it's stupid if you want, and that's fine. But there are hundreds of thousands, nay, millions of Americans who tune in to watch wrestling every week. Why am I bringing up wrestling at this time, you ask? Well, I'll tell you. It is because WrestleMania found out last night. Well, didn't find out last night. They've been taping the matches. It's going to be recorded. They're not going to do it live. They've been taping the matches for WrestleMania. Well, one of, if not their biggest superstar today, is a fellow by the name of Roman Reigns. Roman comes from my neck of the woods down in Pensacola, Florida. Roman has been the guy that they have been angling to build this entire WrestleMania around and about for months. They took down one of their biggest organic names in Bray Wyatt to put a championship belt on, stop me if you've heard this name before, Bill Goldberg. Even Diesel knows who Goldberg is. So that Roman Reigns could then beat Goldberg at WrestleMania and win the championship, put it back on him, but not have him beat Bray Wyatt. It's stupid. But here's the thing. Roman has had to back out of WrestleMania. Why? Because Roman Reigns has twice battled leukemia. Leukemia is a disease that will make you immunocompromised. That is to say, this dude, and if you don't know who Roman Reigns is, Go ahead and Google a picture of Roman Reigns. The dude's a machine. He's a big, tall, jacked Samoan butt-whooping machine. Played college football at Georgia Tech and was pretty good at it. The dude's muscle, all of him, top to bottom. This, I promise you, and I say this respectfully, there's not a dude listening right now that's as big of a badass as Roman Reigns is. Okay? This dude has had to cancel WrestleMania and the paycheck that comes attached to it because he knows that he is immunocompromised and that if anything goes wrong at this event, which, by the way, no fans, this is just a handful of people that were going to be there. Minimal skeleton staff production to put on the best show they could put on. Roman Reigns realized this could go very poorly for me if I show up and just one person who's asymptomatic rolls out into WrestleMania and gets me sick. Roman could very well die. He knows it. This is Vince Money Grubbin McMahon we're talking about. He would not say, no, it's cool. Biggest name that I have on my roster. Biggest draw that I have on my roster. Guy that I have set the main event of the biggest event of the year up around on my roster. No worries. You just stay home. Just postpone WrestleMania. Just stop. Just stop. All right, a couple of things coming up that I want to let you know. First and foremost, our friends at Angles are still looking for you. If you have lost your income partially or entirely and you just need to get some money coming in, IngallsCareers.com. They have flexible, full and part-time gigs, temporary gigs for you. If you need somewhere to go to make sure you got dinero coming into the old bank account, head to the website Ingles, I-N-G-L-E-S, careers.com. It doesn't matter if you have experience or not. They have something you can do to get to work to start bringing some money in. It doesn't matter if you've only got a partial schedule somewhere else. They will work with you to create a schedule that benefits you. So make sure that you check that out. Also, coming up today at 4:20 on Mark Ryan's show, it is our Boost Your Billboard event. Mark is going to open Offsides with Mark Ryan up for any businesses in the area that are still open, still operating, to call in, tweet in, text in, and just let people know that you are open, that you are serving the community, and that you are available to help if they need you. That's at 4:20 today. Mark Ryan will open his show up for the Boost Your Billboard campaign on Offsides with Mark Ryan. Quick break. We'll come back in a minute. I got an hour left for you. Let's rock and roll. The Rob Brown Show on ESPN Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.